High school reunions are either something you look forward to or something you want to avoid altogether. A few grads from the class of 1995 at Diamond Genis Secondary School are looking to bring the band back together for a weekend in July, but it isn't terribly exclusive as you'll find out. It's being advertised as the DJSS Grad 95 Feet-ish Reunion and it's scheduled to take place on the weekend of July 25th and 26th. The ish comes into play as it isn't just for those who were part of that year's graduating group. Glenn Smith, who's helping to put everything together and who graduated from the school in 1995, said a bunch of people who collected their diplomas from around that time decided it would be a perfect time to bring the group back together. "We just figured now's the best time to get it going," he said. "A lot of us who graduated that year are still around and still a part of the community." Just how, ish, is 95 feet-ish? Smith said anyone who graduated between the classes of 1994 and 1996 can register to be a part of it, though organizers may look the other way if you're in the ballpark. "If you're close enough to those years, we won't turn you away," he said. "The discussion about having something like this has been off and on for a while," Smith said, "but it seemed to pick up some steam when the conversation turned to the old Much Music Dance Mix CDs one evening. Someone recognized that it had been 30 years since we all graduated, so why not organize something," he said. "People started taking on organizing roles and then it went onto Facebook and once it's up there, it's official." The festivities are set to begin on the afternoon of July 25th at the Hay River Golf Course with a meet and greet and the return of a legendary Hay River eating spot, said Smith. "Those of us who were around will remember the Hay River Bakery that was run by Sandra Lester," he said. "We used to go there and get our California clubs and fritters and everything like that. It isn't called that now, but Sandra is going to bring back the bakery's kitchen and make supper for us on that night." The following day will feature lunch at Fisherman's Wharf with boat tours and tours of the town available. Supper is set for the Hay River Territorial Campground that evening and it all wraps up with a beach bash at the public beach in conjunction with Hay Days. "It ties in nicely with Hay Days and all of the entertainment that weekend," said Smith. The deadline to register is July 19th and you can sign up for everything by going through the Hay River Storm Sports Club. Smith said that's because it's the only place where there's a one-stop payment system is available to use. So far, he's heard from plenty of people who are planning to make the trip back into town. "Hopefully, we'll have a lot of laughs, a lot of reminiscing, a lot of good memories and see where everyone is at in their lives," he said. "I'm sure some people may not recognize what's gone on here in town in the last 30 years. The school has been renovated, so that's one big one. But I know a lot of us are looking forward to it."